Checkpoint is the title of Nicholson Baker's new work of fiction. In the book, two liberal Americans discuss a plot to assassinate President George W. Bush. Our reviewer, Alan Chuse, has read it.
In fact, I've just read Checkpoint three times. It's only 115 pages long, so that's not such a great feat. I read it over and over, thinking I'd missed something the first time around. By read three, I wished I'd never read it at all. It's a fictional transcript of a tape recording, dated last May, of a dialogue between two friends, a mentally unbalanced, down-and-out, and estranged fellow named Jay, and Ben, a left-liberal writer whom Jay has summoned by an emergency telephone call to a hotel room in Washington, within sight of the White House. Ben, at Jay's behest, brings his tape recorder, and the tape rolls through lunchtime and into the afternoon, documenting Jay's desire to assassinate George W. Bush for what he dubs the murder of the innocent and various other crimes, and tells how he plans to do it. He's got a boulder, he claims, that can squish Bush too, and flying saws, and what he calls Bush-seeking homing bullets. Pretty loony, yes? Ben takes his friend's threats quite seriously, though, and tries to talk him out of venting his anger. That's it, and the tape clicks off. Back in the days of the Vietnam War, I recall reading a report about a fellow whom the FBI arrested for threatening the life of the president because he wrote a postcard saying to a friend that he wanted to vomit on Lyndon Johnson. Enough people throwing up on a president, and that could suffocate him, the FBI figured. But for all of the anger expressed by the deluded Jay and the fretting of his pal Ben, Checkpoint has no such visceral effect. It reads like a flat exercise, a self-indulgent rather than a dangerous book. And it only gave me the dry heaves.
The book is Checkpoint by Nicholson Baker. Our reviewer is Alan Chuse.